Large pencil drawings of familiar cityscapes are back on the walls of the New Haven train station following a remodeling project. As WNPR's Lori Mack reports, the works are by a well-known New Haven artist.
Mason Bongers and his mom, Julie, are standing just below the schedule board at Union Station, looking at the famed New York City pencil drawing called the Super Big Apple.
It's amazing. I didn't know people could do that with pencils, just drawing it.
It's amazing, even as a photograph, and then to learn it was done with pencils, the detail is extraordinary. Even in, like, the perspective is, you know, it's almost an aerial perspective, but it still has everything.
The drawing is by local artist Gregory Creco Abbott, known worldwide for his massive pencil-drawn cityscapes. Scaled-down versions of his drawings of New York, Boston, and New Haven used to hang by the bathrooms and vending machines. Now they're in a new location at the heavily trafficked entrance leading to the train tracks. The Super Big Apple has also been updated, reflecting the Freedom Tower in place of the World Trade Center. The Nigerian-born artist, known just as Creco, came to the United States in the 70s to study architecture at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It's that architectural training that Creco says is crucial to his intense detail work.
It's the discipline of architecture. You have to cut and measure proportion for you to deceive the eye. But you can still see that detail so far away.
I met Creco in his three-story museum that he gutted and renovated to display his room-sized original drawings. The Modest Hill Museum of Arts is located in the Hill section of New Haven. To make his art, he uses aerial photographs and maps to draw authentic replicas of buildings with the exact number of windows. He measures to get the right proportions. Then he applies his fine art skills to achieve color tones in images like trees. As I move closer to the drawings, they reveal intricate shingled roofs, masonry work on brick buildings, and city life with cars and people on the go. But seeing the original 20-by-15-foot piece gives the experience of being in the drawing with a bird's-eye view. Creco experiments with angles to achieve that very effect.
This is a one-point perspective, you know. What I'm doing here, I'm creating this angle that is almost impossible. You are so close to it. Then again, you can still see the distance, the vanishing.
The 65-year-old still works as an architect. He's currently redesigning the facade of a New Haven building. His popular black-and-white depiction of New York City is one of the originals displayed at the museum. The drawing, which was done in the 1990s, took 4 years and 2,500 pencils. Reproductions can be found as postcards and posters all over the world. But it's the full-sized versions that have the real sense of enormity. Creco says they communicate depth and reality, which he describes as stressful and exhausting to achieve.
You know, there's so much pride and the strength and the frustration that goes into doing it. You know what I mean? But why do it? Because to prove that I can do it. You got to see it. There's no way you can describe it. If somebody tells you, you got to go see this art, these pencils.
Creco is currently working on another drawing of New York City from a new angle. He's also working on a project to animate his prints at Union Station to make it an interactive experience. Lori Mack, WNPR News.